And to encourage attendance from across the Americas, allocations for campers are being held open for various reasons and various areas of North Central and South America. If countries do not use their allocation or someone should within an allocation decline the acceptance, those positions will be filled from the remaining pool of applicants. There will be an ongoing process and everyone will not receive notification of acceptance at the same time. Preference, though, will be given to first-time attendees. Applications will continue to be accepted through May 1st, and up to 50 campers may be accepted. For details about the camp, visit the camp webpage at youthontheair.org or email Camp Director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, at director@youthontheair.org. December brings two ARRL-sponsored single-band contests. The ARRL 160-meter contest begins Friday, December 6th at 2200 UTC and concludes on Sunday, December 8th at 1559 UTC. Stations in the U.S., including Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. positions, and Canada, can contact any station. Stations located overseas can only contact U.S. and Canadian stations, and contacts may be made using the CW mode only. You can see the contest rules at www.arrl.org/160meter for more information. And next weekend, the ARRL 10-meter contest begins on Saturday, December 14th at 0000 UTC. That's Friday evening in North America. And concludes on Sunday, December 15th at 2359 UTC. Stations may contact any other station, regardless of location, using CW and phone. And all stations send a signal report. Stations located in the U.S. and Canada, including Alaska and Hawaii, send their state or province. Mexican stations send their state, and DX stations send a serial number. Contest rules available now at ARRL.org. So Haya Banna, KO6GTV, Richmond, California councilwoman and head of that city's public safety committee, passed her amateur radio license test and is now a licensed technician-class amateur radio operator. On Saturday, November 9th, 2024, the Brickyard Landing Homeowners Association, an HOA, hosted a one-day technician class license and VE test session. The HOA has an active amateur radio community emergency response team, CERT, presence, and supports reasonable antenna requests to further that objective. They're also looking at creating a club station in their common area facility for their licensed members.